Welcome back. It's the Next Level Living Podcast. Yeah. Number one ranked podcast amongst anybody who like podcasts. Yeah. It's your favorite podcast. And we back. I'm here, Moss Talks, Mike Moss, your host with my gang. And I love y'all. K-Hart, how are you feeling?
We love you too. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling so good today.
Whenever she got the drizzle come down the front, you know she's feeling good.
The drizzle, bro. Yeah. I like that. We're going to call that the drizzle.
That's the drizzle.
Jay, how you feeling, my guy? Man,
activated, bro. I'm ready to go.
And like you always say, bro, shout out to the shirt. You always grateful.
Oh, never
what we never doing, dog.
Never settle. For sure, man. So today, for our shout out for the Speakers Academy, we want to recognize Cornelius Shackelford.
Corn, my brother.
He has a major gig. And we just want to acknowledge that. You know about it?
Yeah, I did hear about it. The unfortunate part, y'all know I like details.
Yes.
I know the details, but he don't want us to share the amount he getting.
Right. You gotta be a part of the community for that.
That's when you know you get to the bag. Because he probably got some cousins. They heard the amount he got to speak one time. They probably like, hey, bro, let me hold.
Right. Remember that time we went out to eat and you told me you was going to pay me back?
Hey, Shaq. Hey, IRS season, baby. File them taxes. Because now you in the big league or whatever leagues you may be in. Sorry, y'all. But Shaq, you doing big things. So IRS may not. Well, IRS no. But your friends don't.
So
shout out to Cornelius. Y'all know how we do, man. We like to acknowledge the people in our Speakers Academy, right? So shout out to everybody that's in our Next Level Speakers Academy. Shout out to everybody that's out here killing it, that's out here grinding, that's putting that work in, that's making impact. And shout out to all those, you know, saying that are not necessarily getting paid big amounts right now because they just starting off, but they making big impact.
That's right.
Like, don't get it twisted. You know what I'm saying? Like, before I got to the bag, I was getting the purpose. I just happened to be blessed to make profit off the purpose.
So how long has he been a part of the community?
Corn has been a part of the Speakers Academy for about 2 years now.
Okay.
Yeah. And he's been grinding. He comes to all the conferences with his wife because, you know, that's how we do. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Why spouses come free. Matter of fact, June 23rd through the 22nd here in Atlanta, Georgia. Where are they going to be, Mike?
They're going to be in Atlanta, Georgia at the Hyatt Regency.
Come on,
Hotel
Regency.
Downtown.
You remember that?
You remember
it? Let me find out.
Bro, when it comes to the conference, your boy can get structured, maybe for a weekend.
Yeah.
But I can get focused for the conference now. You feel me?
No. And the conference is special to all of us, but super special to Mike. You know, his father gave his life to Christ.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? Ended up getting baptized at last year's conference.
Back it was to a movie. Christ. Yeah.
Yeah, back to Christ. Yeah. So we excited for those people that's in our Speakers Academy. This is very important. Everybody that's in our community, June 22nd, the Thursday before the conference, we're having our annual kickball tournament barbecue block party, all right? So bring your families. It's going to be a vibe. I talked to E.T. He was like, I just feel like I need to be there. Yeah. I'm like, bro, you ain't nice for the kickball, are
you? And this is the first annual of that.
Yes. Okay. So it's going to be special. So the 22nd, for everybody that's all of our Next Levelers and our Speakers Academy, Community Day Block Party, Kickball Tournament Barbecue. But then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the 23rd through the 25th, it's the conference downtown Atlanta. And spouses come free, but we have a select number of tickets. I know it was 100.
It's 100,
I don't know how many are left, but if you plan on coming with your spouse,
first come, first serve.
You don't have to be in the academy to come to the speakers conference.
Yeah.
This is for anybody that's an entrepreneur, a speaker, you want to live a life of purpose, you want to be able to present better with your company, corporation, like, this is the place to be. So that's enough about that.
That life of purpose is real, though.
Also, facts. While we are promoting, we need you guys to like, comment, subscribe to our channel.
Yeah, please.
Listen, if you're on Instagram, I need you all to repost. You all are always commenting in the things about the different episodes that you like. Even some of y'all don't even like some of the stuff we're saying. I appreciate y'all too. That all goes in the algorithm. I'll take it. Come on in here. Tell me what you don't feel. Sometimes if I got time, I may respond to you. Just come on in here. Tell me how you feel. This is not a closed page for a reason.
Yeah.
We want your thoughts and your stuff. Now, we do promote positivity. So if you get to a certain point, we're not allowing no negative dumb stuff.
Right.
But if you just don't agree, I want to hear why. Hear what you're talking about. But most of all, y'all like, comment, and subscribe. Make sure y'all repost to these channels.
And if you're on the streaming platforms, please hit that follow button on Apple Music, Spotify, all of those things.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And if you come to my personal page and you comment something negative, I If I have time, I will respond.
Can we talk about that?
I will respond.
Okay, you posted something the other day. Man. That said, you wasn't leaving. Wait, you got an offer for something, right?
So Ev sent me a screenshot and was like, is it okay if I share this? So she texted me and was like, what'd she say? Something like, hey, bro, I got a gig for $18,000. Do you want it or not?
Yeah.
And I was like, nah, I'm not leaving the house. I'm not leaving the crib for less than $40,000. And so she took the screenshot and posted it, which was like, you know, you want to get to a point, boom, 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 where you can put on other people. So then I texted and was like, yo, pass this to somebody in our Speakers Elite program. Mm. So I figured like, man, this would be a good post on the on the gram. So I put it on the gram and was just like, yo, sometimes you got to work so hard. If you're not in demand, you can't make demands. Yeah. And it feels good to be in a position to where I can pick and choose when I leave my home, but I can also put other people in position to make this money. And so I would probably say that 90% of the comments, it was hundreds of people was feeling it.
Okay.
But it was some folk that had different type of energy.
Shout out to the tithe in the building, the 10%.
Oh, yeah, I like
Wait
it.
A minute. Yeah.
What did you hear?
What did you say?
Yeah.
So what they say?
One person, I won't call him out, at Michael. So, no, I'm just playing.
Oh, Jules,
like, yeah, I'm about to call my man out. No. But so my man, one person was like, I thought you was about to make an impact. Can't believe you would turn down $18,000. It sounded like you only about the money. Mm-hmm. And I was like, And I've seen a few other people comment to his comment. Somebody was like, yeah, ditto. And somebody was like, yeah, I was thinking the same thing. Like, must be nice, you know what I'm saying, but whatever. And so I was just like, I wasn't even mad, though, because I get it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they heart not in the place. They didn't hear me say, I'm not leaving my family. They don't care about that.
Yeah.
So in my man's eyes, I should take every speaking engagement.
Of course.
In my man's eyes, he's like, bro, you should take... Bro, I can't take every engagement.
Everybody don't prioritize family either.
But my thing is, I'm like, bro... So I went at him, and I responded respectfully. I said, hey, guys, this is... Because they all comment to each other on that same post. I said, man, this is actually a really good dialogue.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. And I was just like, you know... I'm glad that we're having this conversation. And I was just like, you know, people don't know this, but I average about 15 to 20 requests a week. So I was like, first off, it's impossible for me to take every speaking engagement. Yeah. And then I was just like, you know, I would hope that you can excel in your career, your profession, to a point where you can grow and excel, because that's what we all about. We're about growth.
Right.
And so you should get to a point where you can charge premium prices for your services.
Yeah.
I said, so the cool thing about me is not only did I grow my business to where I can make certain demands, but I also grew a community. So now I can put other people in position.
Yeah.
And I was like, y'all completely missed the fact that I'm able to give this $18,000 gig to somebody else.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I feel like in their heart, they was on some jealous stuff.
Yeah. Cause
how you gonna judge me? I spoke at so many group homes. I spoke at so many homeless shelters. Mm-hmm. I spoke at so many detention centers over the years. The people making that comment, y'all ain't probably been in one detention center. Y'all probably ain't been in one homeless shelter. Y'all probably ain't been to one women's center. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all probably ain't been in one jail, one prison. So what you talking about? Why you judging me? I do so many doggone free gigs. I'm sponsoring so many people, but I'm not even tripping on the comments because I get it.
Right.
For some of them, it's alarming. $18,000, they feel a certain type of way. So I had time that day.
Bro, and this is my thing. I'm sorry. Go ahead, K-Hart, because I'm going to step in.
No, I was going to offer an alternative view.
Okay.
But would you want to go first?
Yeah, no, I want to hear your alternative view.
Okay. So let me offer this. Let's just say they were in a position where their school only had like $5,000 for a speaker, but they wanted someone who they knew were going to bring impact.
Right.
And so they could be speaking from a point of view where it's like, we can't get somebody to change lives unless we have $40,000. They're looking at it like, but you're putting people in positions to do that, but they don't necessarily want those people. They want somebody with those proven results to transform their schools. And so when they see that, they're like, so I'll never have somebody of that quality come into my school for less than that amount. So they're looking at the impact because they know they can't afford the impact that you can bring with your budget, with their budget.
Cap.
No. Because, no.
Let me say this.
No,
I hear
not
you,
necessarily.
But we don't know. They could be educators or not.
There's some small town schools.
No, for sure.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, but just because I'm at this point, shoot, I still had the anointing 13 years ago when I was speaking for free. And I still speak for schools for free from time to time. Right? And so just because I'm charging a certain price, I've still been that same speaker. So there were so many other amazing speakers. So I don't think it was they were discouraged because, and I feel you on the trying to look at both angles.
But if they don't know you, if they're just on your page as a follower, they saw a post that you had and they were inspired, and to see that, they wouldn't know your journey.
Right, right. But that's why you shouldn't comment.
Well.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Jeremy Anderson here. Super excited to tell you about the Next Level Speakers Conference. Look, y'all, this is our fourth annual conference taking place right here in Atlanta, Georgia, June 23rd through 25th, downtown at the Hyatt Regency. Why is this important? This is 3 days of power-packed action. I'm going to be speaking. We got E.T., the number one motivational speaker in the world, in the building. We got Inky Johnson, Dr. Darius Daniels, Pastor Keon Henderson, Pastor John Hanna, Dr. Darnell Jarvie Harmon. Y'all see Yandy all over TV every week. We got Jen Gottlieb. It's going to be so many amazing speakers, and you want to be there. This is the conference to come to because we have panels, we got guest speakers, we got some speakers we haven't even told y'all about yet. This is the place to be, June 23rd to 25th, right here, downtown Atlanta, Georgia, the Next Level Speakers Conference. The theme for this year is World Changers. Do me a favor though, don't meet us there, beat us there. My thing is like, shut your mouth. If you don't know what you're talking about, then why are you talking? Because you out here judging, and you feel a certain type of way, and you have no clue.
There's no context behind it. Exactly. But it doesn't necessarily mean jealousy. It just means they just don't understand you.
So y'all put the camera on me real quick. I like to take this time to go against Jeremy and say we do want you guys to comment. We also want you to like, comment, and subscribe. So we like you to follow. So what you probably should do is not do that at all. We want you to like, comment for sure, even if you need to say this again in the comments because you think we didn't see it. And then we may have this dialogue with you.
In the
like
comments.
Like you say, K-Hart actually... It empathizes with what your intent could have been. Jay sees it differently, and that's what the comments are for.
So
bring it all in one section.
Right.
Continue.
So here go my thing. I feel like anybody that's going to have any type of conversation, debate, argument, whatever, if you really want to win and it be productive, you got to put yourself in the other person's shoes. So that's the first thing I did.
Course.
I was like, okay, so some of these people might feel a way. They might feel, how dare you turn this down? It's only about the money. If they don't know me, I get that.
If they don't know you, correct.
Right. But at the same time, I feel like they should ask themselves, but what does it look like if I excel in my career?
Oh, that's next level, though.
I'm saying, but that's what this podcast is all about, right? Because some of y'all listening, have you saw that post? Depending on the condition of your heart, you'd be like, yo, praise God, man. Big bro got to a point where he can give that $18,000 to somebody else.
And that's where I was when I saw that.
Right.
For sure.
I was like, dang. When you join the Elite Academy, you're getting offers from Jeremy that he's passing on as blessings to you guys. Like, that's next level.
Right.
And see, that's the reason why it's so important to check our hearts and our minds daily, because naturally, I get so used maybe to being around Jeremy or just being with him for so long, I only feel this celebration inside
of me. Exactly.
So when I see something else, my defense mechanisms rise up and it's like, why y'all hating? But I appreciate your perspective. Because everything isn't hate. Something is misunderstanding.
Yeah.
Some things, they just don't know who Jeremy is. They wasn't with him when he created an entire Grace tour based off of donations. Mm-hmm. He did a tour in faith, not knowing where the money was going to come from across the entire states. Mm-hmm. Like, I was meeting him in different cities and just pouring out, like he said, in group homes, going to detention centers, going to churches with 4 and 5 people. I'm talking about baptizing 2 or 3 people in one city just because in those lives meant enough to him to actually leave his family at that time to come and make that type of impact. And so, like he said, he's built himself to a place now where God has put him in a position where he doesn't have to do that. But it meant enough to him where that was his only standard at some point.
Right.
Don't compare his chapter 16 to your number one or to his one. Because when he was first starting out, he was doing all of those things. And that was the foundation which led him to be the next level man of God that he is right now. So I understand and appreciate both perspectives. But if you do feel that strongly about someone, especially him in this case, go research him.
Do your
go
research.
Look him up.
Yeah.
Y'all look up The Grace Tour on YouTube. Like, look up the stuff that he's done. Just go back. It's all on there. And y'all just go see some of the work and stuff that we were able to do, man.
When I was in Louisiana, I spoke twice for free.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right,
here
in the
recently.
Free part. Like, you would speak for free.
So I'm still doing that. But honestly, I took the approach I took when I was like, man, this is a healthy dialogue. Like, I wasn't tripping. Yeah. Like, because I'm learning to be a little bit more, because sometimes Crump can say I might be a little out of touch, but it's like, I get it. Somebody probably seen that post and probably got $18 in their account. Mm-hmm. And they seen I turned down $18,000. It might feel like, bro, how dare you? Yeah. So I get that. So mm-hmm. I'm not even mad. They might not even be at a school. Yeah. They might just be the average person. Like, you ungrateful. Mm-hmm. But they don't realize. And I said in the comment, right, Stevon? Didn't we put that there are multiple? I can only take a fraction of the engagements that come in. And so they didn't see the fact that Jeremy, if like 5%, right? Yep. They don't see the fact that Jeremy wants to be more present with his family. They don't know that my family has had to sacrifice. They don't know that Jackson be crying, saying, Daddy, don't leave me when I leave to go to the airport. Like, they don't see the other people I'm able to put in position. They don't see that. They just saw that I turned down $18,000 and said, I'm not leaving the crib for less than 40. And so I could see why they in their feelings.
Right.
So I wasn't even mad, but I just had to let them know because I had time that day.
Right.
I was like, you know what? Let me just let you know, like, it's not just about the money, but I also spoke blessings over them in peace.
Yeah.
I was like, man, I pray that you all will grow and excel in your business, your company, whoever you work for, like whatever you do, I pray that you'll grow to a certain position and then you'll have influence so that you can mentor and give other people positions and opportunities.
And do you really believe that? Like, the people that hate on you, do you really want them to grow and excel?
Yeah, because hate just comes from a place of hurt.
Okay.
Yeah, hate comes from a place of hurt.
So you still really wish them well, even when
absolutely.
They come. I love that.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love that.
Yeah, I don't be feeling no type of way. It's like, okay, you feel a certain type of way, you struggling, you angry, you upset, you hating, you hating because you hurting.
Yeah.
And I ask that for the people who wonder, because that's a natural thing to respond to. But I remember an episode where a pastor tried to play you and pissed me off the whole episode. And Jeremy forgave him. God had him on the front line praying for a man who had just tried to sum my dude.
Right.
And man, what? That was, I think that's the forgiveness episode.
Oh, yeah. I was about to put my man in the wheelchair.
But, no, for real. But
wait a minute.
No, he was. On the episode, he talked about, he's like, God, I ain't going to take his life and take his knees, though.
Oh.
And I was just like, oh, okay, oh, that yeah, will get sure. him in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
But for this episode, y'all, it just brings it all together. Like, zoom in on Jay's shirt one more time. Like, he's always grateful for the opportunity, but he never settles. Like, that goes into the exact situation of where this conflict goes for.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't settle for the 18K. He didn't make sure it went away, though. He gave the people the opportunity, number one, to be blessed, and for his community to grow financially with this opportunity as well. So we are grateful. And it's an always type of thing. And always, even though it may not be perceived as grateful from the, as gratitude from the person that's listening who doesn't know his journey or his story, it's always grateful. And it's we never settle in. So
right.
I love it, man.
But it's also a lesson about sticking to what you've set for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you had gone under and be like, okay, 18K, it's like, okay, let me settle for something that I'm not worth right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of people do that. A lot of people are like, oh, well, it's some money. Like, let me, but you're not looking for the money necessarily. You're looking for the money in 40K and above, but you're not, that's not what's driving you to leave the house for little things.
Right.
You've set a limit that you don't want to leave the house for, and you're sticking to that. So it's a lesson about knowing your worth and sticking to that and not settling for anything less than that. Like he said, always grateful, never settle. So with that, you're able to bless other people. And I think that's the point that a lot of people missed in that section.
Yeah. And I just, you know, I really try to, what did it say? To seek to first to understand, you know what I'm saying, before to be understood. And so I really looked at that situation with them and was just like, I get it.
Yeah.
You know, they like, bro, they can't really relate to that. And so I can't be mad if you can't relate like to my truth, my
norm. But you also have a staff of 20 people to take care of.
They're not even thinking about that.
So it's like, by you leaving the house for less than that, you're not able to feed everybody that you're responsible for.
Because here's the reality. If I don't speak, the team don't eat.
Eh.
But they not looking. But they not looking at that. They just see Jay turned down. It's like, bro, we are a corporation, bro.
Right.
Like, what are you talking about? Like, we got, you know what I'm saying? Like, we got 20 plus of people that eat, families that depend on us and me.
But that goes back to they don't know you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's why I wasn't even mad. But I was like, I'm gonna take this as the opportunity to educate you. You know what I'm saying? But I think the problem where most people go wrong. So let's just step outside of this for our listeners that's trying to follow. But they like, okay, bro, I'm not really in that world. Right. It's a few things you can learn from this. There are going to be some people that's going to be upset with you. It's going to be some people that really don't understand you. And you might feel misunderstood. Like, don't even get upset at that. You know what I'm saying? Like, try to take some time to explain yourself to them, but don't be upset if people don't really understand how you're moving, how you're operating, what you have going on, because they're not living in your world. You know what I'm saying? And so you got to be very intentional about knowing that, which is why when I saw the comments, I felt the way, but I was like, I'm going to respond from a place of peace and a place of empathy because I understand you, this is kind of new to you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But then again, the majority of people were celebrating.
We moving. That's right. We can't take it no more. This is over. We got a new channel, dog. Listen, y'all, the Next Level Living Podcast, we have an official YouTube page now. We need y'all to hop over and join us. The community has been so strong. Y'all been commenting back and forth with us. Y'all been telling us that y'all want easier access. We are giving it to you now.
Yes, and we're giving you more content.
More content, y'all.
You gonna see more of me, more of Mike.
What's up?
We about to be out here hitting the streets. We about to do some things.
Don't even give them too much. But just know, y'all gonna get some treats. We got stuff special planned for y'all, man. It's all because we appreciate the love and support that y'all done poured out to us.
Yes,
so number one, like, comment, subscribe. If you're on Instagram, you want to share that content, man, make sure we keep going. TikTok as well. We need you guys' support, and we want you guys to just keep being you. But we are making a specific page for the Next Level Living Podcast. It's going to be official now, y'all.
Yep.
We here, and we appreciate y'all love and support, man. Thank you so much. Now let's get back to the episode.
Do you know that I relate to you in this situation right now with my journey of just this weight loss, focusing on this nutritional aspect? Like, I've never realized how much people have food in common. Like, there are people that I can't hang out with during this 6 months simply because the only thing people feel comfortable doing is going out to eat together. Like, I don't know if y'all think about it, but if, hey, let's link up, let's grab a bite. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I haven't seen you in a while. I'm going to be in town. Let's go get some food, which is cool. But right now with the journey that I'm doing, I am literally like in day 5 of a day 10 detox where I'm only drinking a smoothie in the morning and eating a salad at night. So I literally, especially a couple weeks ago when we was all in Huntsville, sent all of our old friends that weekend. Bro, that weekend was so tough for me, man.
Right.
And so people's always trying to link up and get together. And I remember telling one of my friends, shout out to Adrian Hargrove. He's in the community too, Chick Man. I was like, hey, bro, if we gonna link up, man, I want to see you. I was like, I only got time to meet up at the gym, bro. He's like, bro, I get off at 5, I'll be there at 6. You know what I'm saying? Like,
shout out
to people who support you so much where you are that they'll meet you where you're at. And so for me, like, I'm always grateful for my people, for my friends, but I can't settle on the opportunity that God has blessed me with for me to be my best self. You know what I'm saying? And because of that, and because of the people like you guys, like, first of all, shout out to Next Level. I don't think we said this on the podcast, but they created a whole fitness challenge for bro.
Oh, we haven't talked about that.
Bro, Jay Carl, do we need... Okay, we got close. I'm getting excited. Maybe I'll talk about it next week. Maybe we talk about it in a couple weeks or so. I'm sorry, y'all. It just hit me. But y'all literally created a challenge. Like, my community created a challenge to support me and to encourage everybody else to push themselves as well. And when I tell you, like, it is nothing like feeling alone, trying to be your best, and realizing you got outstanding support.
Let's talk about that next week.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
My bad.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Y'all stay in tune next week for that, so you can find out about the fitness, the Next Level Fitness Challenge, company wide.
I love it.
But again, man, I think that's what helps me and Tracy have the most healthy conversations. Is we talk it out, and then I always try to see it from their point of view, and they see it from my point of view. Right. And so when I looked at that post, majority of the comments was positive, a few was negative, but I understood why they would feel that way.
I wouldn't view that way,
but where they are, like, that's how they feel.
Yeah.
And so, for instance, right, so me and Tracy was here, Shannon and Shirley was still over there, our marriage counselors. We had like a 4-hour intensive session a week or so ago. And at the end of it, Shannon and Shirley was just like, man, this has been the most pleasant and the most amazing session we've ever facilitated, because they saw how me and Tracy talked it out through the tears, through the conversation. And there were times when I was like, you know what, babe, when I did this, it probably made you feel like that. She was like, exactly. I was like, I get it now.
God.
You know what I'm saying? Like it was powerful. I was a wreck too.
Especially for all that to happen in one
session. Yeah, for sure. And so and there were times when she kind of understood how I was hurting, what I was going through. And that was another level of intimacy. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Is, sure. Yeah.
Intimacy isn't just the physical touch, it's also really sharing what's on your heart. And so as she began to kind of share how she was feeling, some of it I called cap. I did. I was like, that's cap. I don't agree. And we went back and forth, and I was like, I can't kind of see this, but you shouldn't have looked at it this way. But as I began to really open up to the Holy Ghost, I was like, you know what? But when I did this, as small as that was, that might have triggered you.
Yeah.
So to the average person, that's nothing. They might say you tripping, but to you, that's a really big deal.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? And so it was a communication thing, so we really got to talk through it. But it helped because I was able to see where she was coming from. Because her thing was, you don't really see me. I was like, not only do I see you, and I broke down a whole list of things I do to prove to you that I see you. And then she really felt seen.
Yeah.
And I was like, these are things I do and I'm strategic about and you don't even have any clue. So it was powerful. But I think the biggest takeaway, y'all, from this episode, it's not just to, you know, acknowledge, you know what I'm saying, but also to understand where other people might be coming from. You know what I'm saying? When it comes to certain situations, almost like this is like social media conflict resolution.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because what blows my mind is that there are people with the audacity. Like I don't think I've ever in my life seen somebody post something unless it was straight hateful. Yeah. Like unless it's like some straight racist stuff, which I don't even see because I don't even follow people like that.
Right.
But I don't think I've ever posted something negative. Hmm. And so for people that can look at a post and see everybody celebrating, but you feel a way, but then type it, it's mind-blowing to me. Because if you saw me in the streets, you wouldn't say nothing. But anyway, now I felt something.
Yeah,
right,
hold
there.
Up.
Yeah. Because I feel like, it's no. Like, bro, you real tough on Instagram.
Don't point at me. I'm chilling, you know right what I'm now. Saying? Like, you be comparing me and Jay when I be trying to be on my best behavior. She like, y'all too. I'm like, Chris, but I'm behaving. Like, let Jay hold that.
No, but that's the real thing,
but
though.
She right.
You know what I'm saying?
Y'all
like, people get really bold. And I think that's what irritates me. Not the fact that you have an opinion.
Yeah.
It's the fact that you would actually share it. But if you see me in the mall, you wouldn't say nothing to me.
Yeah.
If you saw me at the car wash or in the gas station, you wouldn't say nothing to me. Bro. But now you got big boy. You wouldn't be like, hey, bro, you turned down $18,000. I remember back in the day you cared about people. That's messed up. That's lame. Mm-hmm. Bro, you wouldn't say that to me in the streets.
Fact.
But on Instagram, you want to put your little comments there.
Yeah.
So they actually go to say something about your character.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like there are certain people that only write negative reviews. They don't never write positive reviews.
Bro, I say that all the time.
That's a problem, bro.
I say that all the time.
Yeah, they say people are 7 times more likely to say something negative than to say something positive. Right.
Bro, when people come on my flight, I tell people that and they say, come on my flight. I was like, listen to me. I just want to hear back from you. I was just like, most times I don't hear back from people unless it's a negative experience. But my goal every flight is to make sure this is the best flight of your life. So when y'all come on, I just want you to shake my hand and tell me you're going to leave a review when you leave here today.
You be shaking hands during COVID?
It depends.
Yeah, I don't a lot of shake people hands don't
wash
in general.
COVID ain't what I'm afraid of. Most people don't wash their hands when they come out the bathroom.
That's a
like
fact.
Like that's what I'm afraid of.
And these corporate
I'm afraid
dudes,
of how you go there now and hear that toilet flush. Now, I know
wait
for sure.
Minute,
you was in that boy 7-8 minutes and 7-8 minutes in a lavatory on an airplane. Oh, I know.
And as soon as the toilet flushed, the
bro,
door opened.
Bro, it's soon.
Like, bro, you
I'm
had
like,
no
uh-uh.
time.
I was like, that sink worked. Nope, and that's so good too.
Nasty.
Get little Timmy back up in there, teaching him bad habits.
That boy said.
It's all good.
Oh,
but y'all, we went all the way left.
But y'all, we definitely went left, y'all.
It's okay. But I'm going to show you the right way.
Okay.
Right?
Show
I'm going to show you the right way.
Take us home.
Is, you know, I want to be the type of person that kind of understands, you know, where others are coming from. So the same way I use that on social media, I use that within our company. Mm-hmm. You know, me and Nicole have been having some real hard conversation. That's the Woman King episode. I don't know if y'all remember Nicole Crumple, our chief operating officer. Me and Tracy the same. Resolutions on social media. I just want to understand, okay, this how you feeling? Okay, it's like emotional intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think we talk about emotional intelligence enough because mm-hmm. people are so used to operating off of their feelings, how they feel, let me tell you something, your feelings will fool you. Mm-hmm. No, for real, your feelings will fool you. You caught up in your feelings and you don't even realize that's coming from a fragile and a broken place that got you feeling a certain type of way. And now you begin to respond a certain type of way and now you self-sabotaging. right? And so I tell people all the time, like, try to look for the good in people, right? Seek to first understand before you seek to be understood. And I believe that's going to kind of help you guide, you know, throughout your life when it comes to relationships, when it comes to situations. I look at issues and questions, conversations I've had with family members, friends, business partners. And it's like, okay, I feel a way. This is a fact. This is how you wronged me. But now I have to say, okay, now let me put myself in your shoes. What were you thinking at that time?
Right.
How did you feel in that moment? Mm-hmm. What was going on in your heart? You know what I'm saying? Like, why did you respond? When I said what I said, how should that have made you feel? What did you have going on at that moment in your life that made you respond that way or feel that way about that text message or email that you read? Like, it's so many layers to human behavior and emotional intelligence. And so I just try to make it a habit of saying, okay, let me not take things personal. Right. The four agreements. One thing is don't take it personal. Right. And never assume. And right. So my boy Quest says that when you assume, you make an ass out of you and me. That's assume. Right. And so I don't never want to assume. I want to really understand.
Why you laughing?
Yeah. That's deep. Yeah.
I think deep. To him. Okay.
Yeah. I think deep.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So look. So I tell people all the time, like, yo, you don't want to assume. Like, we're going to deal off of facts. We're going to move the feelings out. Crump says all the time, we don't make decisions off of emotions.
Yeah.
We make decisions off of facts, right? And so I believe that as you begin to understand others, you know what I'm saying, and you understand where they come from and you're able to articulate how you feeling and what you got going on, you good. And then you move on from there. Mm-hmm. So when I made that comment on social media, I ain't been back yet. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they was like, my bad. I don't know if they was like, you know what I'm saying? Cool. Yeah. I don't know if they was like cap. I don't know if they was just like, oh, I see where you're coming from. Yeah. Or if they wanted that. I don't know. I said my piece.
You said my piece.
And then you
and I moved on. Yeah. And so I keep my piece.
I love that.
And I go strong.
Oh.
Yeah. We'll see y'all.
I'm out.
We'll see y'all
next
week.
That's the episode. Y'all, that's it. What? Bro, are you a freestyle? You got it in your bag? That dude said it. I'm strong. Okay. And I'm gone. All right.
All right, guys. See you next week.
I'm on another level. I'm on another level. I'm on another level. I'm on another level.